This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 21 minutes past 9 o'clock with SJ and Jono on your Tuesday morning breakfast show. We have got television media royalty in the studio right now. Welcome, Lisa McLoone.
Good morning. Wow.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
You have in your time 10 Logie Awards. That is a lot of acceptance speeches.
I know, and none of them were particularly wonderful either, because I genuinely had never planned a speech, and it was genuinely quite shocked when I won them. So,
but you've got like 4 gold Logies as well, which is like the ultimate prize. People just strive in television for years to get one of those.
Seriously, as soon as I told Jono that we had an interview with you, he was like, oh my God, Lisa McLoone, oh my God. Seriously, he's having a little kind of complete hissy fit over there.
Well, now I know where you are. I'm just going to pop in because it's great where you are.
Do you like have really all good? The gold ones like above the fireplace on display and sort of the silver ones tucked away in the cupboard or something?
No, do you know what's really funny about the Logies? I should take a photo and send it to you. They were in a suitcase for a long time, packed away because I had young children and very heavy and dangerous blunt object. Yeah. Now they're on a shelf. They do go to school at Logie time. There's a few on a bit wobbly on their bases, but some tarnish and others don't. So I don't know why. They get very dusty between the legs. Another gold Logie winner, Tommy.
So do I, darling. Yeah. Seriously, after 3 days, very dusty
Can
between the legs.
Can you imagine going to school for show and tell and everyone takes something from home and your kids go along and say, look, I've got a golden Logie.
I heard that they were throwing them down the slides and things like that. So I think I was lucky to get them back.
Lisa, you know that it's our birthday today, right?
Oh, really? No, I didn't know
We've
that.
We've been on air 1 year, the show, Froth, with SJ and Jono. So we have a request because we would like to win an award and we haven't yet.
Well, let's organise it.
Can we have one of your Logies?
I think I might send one in for you.
Yeah. That was on air.
I'll send one in for you. I'll get the kids to bring it in.
Okay, so for people who, you know, have been living in a hole, who don't know who you are, you were famous for being in Blue Heelers. That's kind of how you came to the Australian forefront, right?
Yeah, and I did that show for 6 years. It went for 12, but yeah, I did that for 6 years, and it was the best gig. I really had, I didn't need to go out because I just laughed my way through work every day and had, you know, it's such a great time, so many great friends.
And I guess that every single time you're on set, it's different because obviously it's a moving script. So this is going to be different now because you're starring in The King and I.
Mm-hmm. And so it's the same script every night.
Yeah.
The only
it's
difference
quite a challenge.
Is you've got to do it 8 times a week. So it's actually trying to make those same lines fresh
You've
every
done
day.
Theatre work and obviously television work and stuff before. What was the appeal to suddenly come and do Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I?
I did Rodgers and Hammerstein. When I left Blue Heelers, my first job out was Maria in The Sound of Music. And, you know, I don't know whether it's because I watched a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein growing up and sang along with Mum's, you know, turntable collection of R&H. But it fits me well. Like, those female roles fit me well. And they've got quite a large book. So even though they're singing characters, their play part of their musicals is always quite large. So
there's nice meat for you in between.
And I just love them. They fit well. And King and I was always, now that I'm getting a little older, King and I is probably the last of their library of shows that fit me well.
Don't be silly.
Well, there's
don't
a time.
Day over 21.
There's a time when you know that it's, you know, I can't go back and do Maria now. That's for sure.
No, obviously you're the I.
I'm the I. First time I got into the title, I was laughing about that the other day.
What would you look for in a king?
What would I look for in a king? Well, I think after Yul Brynner's played the role so famously, the less hair, the better. A good king, a good sense of humour.
Because
scary eyes.
Jason
scary
Scott Lee eyes, is going to be your king, isn't he?
I know. We were just having a look, weren't we, that he's actually a little bit of a martial arts expert as well. So he can give me a few moves.
And he played Bruce Lee in the martial arts film Dragon. So you better watch yourself.
He's done this before. So he did King and I in the UK version on the West End. So it was really cool that they've actually managed to say, come out to Melbourne and play our king, which would be great.
Now, The King and I opens here in Melbourne at the Princess Theatre on the 10th of June next year. Tickets are available now. Mm. I have got something for you next.
Okay.
You know how I like to just throw things out there?
Yes.
I have done the King and I quiz. And Lisa, it's you against SJ.
Do we pretend buzzers?
The King and I quiz.
Love okay. it.
Is coming up next on Joy 94.9.
It's 12 minutes to 9 o'clock. You're with Froth with SJ and Jono on our 1 year anniversary. We've got Lisa McCune in the studio with us, who is about to star in The King and I. So Jono has a little quiz for us.
You weren't expecting this, were you, Lisa?
No, but I do like it. I kind of like stepping into the unknown a little.
Right. Good. Welcome to Joy.
Now, you've got the choice this morning, being our special guest. Do you want to be the king or do you want to be the eye?
I know there's probably a trick wrapped in that, but I think I should do the eye, seeing I am playing the eye.
And it's your first time with your name in the title.
I know, isn't that just funny that I was so wrapped when I got the role, because I thought, oh, wow, I've finally made the title as eye.
Okay, so SJ, you're the king.
All right.
Mm. Okay, so here we go. SJ, you'll start it. Your first question.
Oh, okay.
The third installment of Lord of the Rings trilogy was called...
Bugger.
No, it wasn't called Bugger.
It wasn't something called to do with the king. Return of the King?
Yes.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, Lisa, the 4, 4S and 5C are models of what? The 4?
The iPhone.
Yes. Oh. Well done.
Never. Oh, I love this. This is great.
Esther, your next question. Michael Jackson was obviously quite frequently referred to as...
The King of Pop.
Oh, yes. Nice.
That was well easy. Done.
Lisa, in the famous song by Gloria Gaynor, who survives?
I will survive.
Oh my God, Jono, that was so easy.
I love that song.
SJ, your next question. Baby Prince George is the future what?
King of England.
Yes. Well done.
I was like, there's got to be more to that answer than just king.
So far it's a tie. Lisa, your next question. Entertainer, music producer and Black Eyed Pea is...
Oh, no, I don't know. Oh. I can see his face. I something. No, something I.
I
don't know. Okay, I'm going to cut you. SJ can do it. Take it. Take it.
Is it Apple D app?
No. What, where is there an I in that? Apple D app.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I am.
Oh,
I am. I do love
got
him
it
too.
Wrong.
I can't believe we both got that wrong. Oh, well.
Okay, Lisa, your next question.
Mm-hmm.
Sex on Fire was a huge hit record for who?
Oh, I have no idea.
You'd know it when
you tell her. Can I tell her?
Yeah.
Kings of Leon.
Oh, Kings of Leon.
You've switched her now. You
my kids could tell you the answer now.
You confused Lisa because she didn't get an I.
No, so that's okay.
Mixing it up.
No, I need to really get with the times.
Yeah, okay. SJ, if you don't get this next one, you'll be banned from Joy for life.
Oh, dear.
So oh, my
just
God.
A little bit of pressure.
No pressure.
A public figure such as Kylie Minogue or Madonna, who was embraced by the LGBTI communities, is known as a gay...
Icon.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Oh, I was so scared.
I know, that was big. It's like, wow.
Now, Lisa, your final question.
I'm sweating.
Elton John wrote the music for which famous Disney film?
That was The Lion King.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Is that because it's got the I in Lion King?
And King.
And King.
The clue is in King.
Oh, the King.
As in the King and I.
Oh, of course. Oh,
which you are starring in.
And King Kong. There's a lot of King musicals out at the moment.
Okay, now, SJ, your final question.
Yes.
This involves you having to sing.
What?
And it's an I question.
Oh.
I've just reversed them for the last bit.
Right.
You need to complete the lyrics in your best singing voice to this song.
Hmm. Shouldn't we be getting Lisa to do this, considering she can sing?
In your best singing voice, complete this song.
Pretty good.
No, I'm not. I'm terrible. Can you do it?
Not like
come
that.
On, come on, do it better. Do it better.
I'll do a harmony on top for you.
Okay, all right, let's do it again.
Lisa, really good.
Oh, no, wait a second. So I might not be able to get it. Okay, ready?
You can
ready?
Do it. You can do it.
Maybe I could do the drums.
Three. No, you're doing a harmony. Okay. You've committed now.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
And
oh, that's terrible radio.
It would have been really good in the bathroom.
That, you know what? You can be in the shower with me anytime.
Do you know what? I've got to say, that's where I like to do all my practice. Kids always say, shut up, Mum.
Lisa, it's been amazing to have you in this morning.
Guys, thank you. It's been really quite seriously lovely to come in because, as I was saying before, you're always on in the car when we're driving, you know, anywhere. So thank you.
Nice. The King and I starts in June next year. Tickets are available now. It's The King and I with Lisa McCune. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Break a leg.
Have a great day.
You're on Froth with SJ and Jono.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.